Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Quite often when speaking of the days of Noah, we can talk about fallen angels, we can talk about the Nephilim, but today I want to talk about the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom which is being corrupted every single day in our modern day era. Because the animal kingdom is very seldomly talked about, but it is one that is very important and one that God loves very, very, very much. You see, God made animals. God created all animals, and He loves them. He cares for them. And you'll find out more about that in this video today. But Satan and his corruption, via vaccines, via the pet food industry, and via animal testings conducted around the world, as well as genetically modifying animals all around the world, he is tainting God's creation. He has already done it with humans, but before they did it with humans, they've done it with animals. It is evil, it is demonic, and it must be exposed. In Genesis 1:24-25, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. In creation, when God created everything, it was good. It was only when Satan tempted Eve, and he tempted her with the forbidden fruit, and he made that fruit seem so amazing. The devil is such a liar. He consistently attacks the good thing of God. The scripture tells you that it was good. Therefore, I believe that it was indeed good. But oh, how sad how the animal kingdom has been destroyed. Oh, how sad how many species go extinct continuously because of man, because of the wiles of Satan. Genesis 6:11-12. The earth was also corrupted before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. All flesh. Whenever you start dancing with the devil, whenever you start thinking that you can party with the devil and it's going to be okay, it's never okay. Hanging out with Satan only leads to corruption. And the scripture tells us that the last days will be as the days of Noah and as the days of Lot. With the sodomy agenda, we have the days of Lot all over again, and it's going to get worse. And as the days of Noah were, people were carrying on about their business while sin was abundant, and the earth was corrupt, and man's DNA was being corrupt by fallen angels and their demonic ways. We're seeing it all over again, folks. We're seeing it all over again.
First ingredient, ground yellow corn, chicken byproduct meal, corn gluten meal. Although this food really looks to be beautiful and something you'd be interested in nourishing your pet with, my recommendation is to avoid it.
The pet food industry is telling us what to feed our pets, really more based on what they want to sell us than what's necessarily good for the pet.
So no corn, no wheat, no soy.
After many years of R&D, we have found that corn is still the best available source of carbohydrates.
Those are the things that cause overweight, diabetes, arthritis, chronic skin infections, allergies.
Corn and wheat have become so subsidized and so cheap. It's a super cheap way to make a food for somebody who can't say no.
More than 60 million packages were taken off store shelves last month because they apparently contained wheat gluten that was tainted with the chemical melamine.
They thought they were purchasing a certain protein product called wheat gluten, when in fact they were buying wheat flour that had been laced with cyanuric acid and melamine in order to pass it off as wheat gluten.
That was a betrayal of trust.
They don't care about me. They care about my money.
You have well-meaning, lovely veterinarians recommending foods not because they have sound nutritional background, but because that's all that they know. And in 100 years' time, we have successfully convinced an entire generation of pet lovers that why would you feed anything but dog food?
Do you know what's in his food?
No idea.
The third product is beef byproducts. Do you know what that is?
I wouldn't want to know, I don't think.
If I told you its whole carcasses could include beaks, feathers, might be a little manure, it's just all been cooked in a big vat.
That would make me sick.
Legally, byproducts can include lungs, brain, blood, stomach, and intestines. According to a poll conducted by Wellness Pet Food, 64% of the people surveyed did not know the contents of meat byproducts.
I feel bad. I mean, outside of my husband and my kids, he's like one of the most important things in my life, and I don't know what I'm feeding him.
Interaction with the pet?
Veterinary nutritionist Dr. Edward Moser says pet owners need to care about ingredients.
When you look at a pet who's not receiving adequate nutrition, the things that you see are dull, discolored eyes, watery eyes, red eyes. You see poor skin and coat condition.
It's really important to read the ingredients on the label. And the first few ingredients should be words you understand, like meat, grain, fruit, or vegetables. And avoid a brand that has too many of the four A's: artificial ingredients, preservatives, flavors, and colors.
As you can see, the pet food industry is one that is making so much money, yet is destroying so many animals, so many of your common household pets. Proverbs 12:10, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. If you have a pet in your home, God's going to hold you accountable on how you treat that pet. Scripture speaks consistently of how much God cares for beasts. And that includes a cat, that includes a dog. And by no means, I'm not PETA here. You know, I'm not that obsessive with it, but I do feel that if you have an animal under your care, it is very important for you to know what you're feeding that animal. And in the pet food industry, they will sell you a bag of dog food and they'll show you some beautiful tender meat on there. But do you know that what you're feeding most of the time your animal are nothing more than other animal leftovers? It's disgusting what they do with animals, what they do with pets. It's no different than what they're doing with humans with the whole USDA organic now. But Proverbs 27:23, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. Take care of your animal, folks. There's a lot of abuse of animals, and that even happens in Christian homes, man. People who are supposed to be brothers and sisters in the Lord abusing their animals, not taking care of their animals, not taking care of their herd, their cattle. And God will hold you accountable. For you see, animals are a special creation of God. In Genesis 7:15, it even says, and they went in unto Noah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. So the animals that went into the ark had the breath of life. They have life given to them by the same God that saved you. Yet how animals are being mistreated all over the world, and the animal kingdom keeps on being overlooked. We see oil spills that are destroying the animal kingdom. We see the makeup industry, which is also, in many ways, destroying the animal kingdom. A large majority of what we have in this world today, not everything of course, but a large majority of it, is tested on animals. Instead of being tested on anything else, right? But they're tested on animals. And when they test these things on animals, it's pretty demonic what they do to these animals, just to sometimes create shampoo. Just to sometimes create certain items that we now need in our current society because of the sin of man and how man has tainted this world. And they take these animals and they inject them with diseases. Take a look at what they did to this animal. This animal that you're going to see on the screen, they're testing diseases on him. Pretty demonic stuff, man. But this is the world that we live in today.
As part of the screening, all monkeys get tested for tuberculosis. Just like in humans, this is tested by injecting the subject with dead tuberculosis cells to see how the skin reacts.
Why do you do it in the eyelid?
Then we can see it. When you do it on the skin here, then it is walking in the cage that is different to see it, than you do in the eye.
Do you find it scary at all to inject in an eyelid?
It's always scary.
Once the screening is complete, those selected for experiments are segregated and rehoused in a separate area.
Okay, so we just entered the training facility. This is where the selected monkeys are taken after they are tested. As you can see, it's really different from what we've seen before. The cages are significantly smaller. So this freezer is completely filled with like the deadly diseases, if I'm right.
Well, deadly or very serious diseases. In this case, it's SIV.
Behind me, they're preparing the virus that they will inject into a monkey shortly.
These animals will be infected with dengue fever virus.
And is this a typical procedure?
It's a typical procedure for us for viruses, but it's the first time that we do this for dengue fever virus.
So there's never been any testing on dengue before?
For us,
in this
building, no. And for us at the Institute, it's the first time that we are going to do this.
Are you nervous?
We are a bit nervous about it because you never know what's going to happen.
Dengue fever is a virus spread by mosquitoes, and currently there is no vaccine against it. Each year, the severe strain of dengue hospitalizes around 500,000 people worldwide, a large proportion of whom are children. The first stage in the process of infection is sedating the monkey. Humans share about 93% of their DNA with these macaque monkeys. But according to statistics released in 2006, 9 out of 10 experimental drugs still fail in clinical studies on humans after successful lab and animal testing.
So it's went to sleep, then they check the animal for a number of physical items, for instance, temperature and body weight. And now they are going to infect the animal with the dengue fever virus. And now they are going to infect the animal with the dengue fever virus.
Matthew 6:26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Think about this. The same God that created you, he takes time to feed his animals. He takes time to take care of the fowl of the air. And they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Think about that. That's how important the animal kingdom is to God. And while they're doing these experiments on these animals, Satan is out there destroying God's creation while trying to make his own genetically modified beast on this earth.
Mouse embryos.
We could see that rat cells, stem cells from the rat, could be introduced into a mouse. And there they are educated to become organs. Organs that are composed mainly of rat cells. This is the first proof of principle that we could recreate that environment that allows cells to grow into another animal, inside another animal. And with those first results is when we attempted to replicate them, but in this case, using human cells into a larger animal, the cow or the pig. What we're doing is putting these human stem cells in a natural environment, inside a living animal. In this natural environment, they can grow, they can differentiate. In simple words, they can be educated to become a heart, a liver, or a pancreas cell type. And this is something very exciting, because for the first time, we can see how human cells can grow inside an animal. The implication of these results are vast.
The ultimate goal for this type of research is to whether we can use this technology to generate human tissue and organs. But before we do that, we need to understand how the human cells and pig cells interact during this process. And to increase the survival of human cells in the environment, that's going to give us a lot of unique insight.
As the days of Noah, we're seeing it today. This news is not new here in terms of the chimeras, the birth of the human-animal chimeras. And folks, this is simply what they're telling you. Imagine what they have hidden from you. Glow-in-the-dark animals, goats that have spider silk within them. They're genetically modifying God's creation, destroying, just as Satan has done with even babies. You have designer babies. You have three parent babies. You can pick your child's eye color. You can modify his DNA, create it the way you want, because at the end of the day, all Satan does is bring selfishness to the human being. And that is what sin is. You do what you want to do versus what God wants to do. And Satan is out there destroying the animal kingdom. On animals, they also test mental health medications. I have a documentary on the channel called Driven Crazy, and also The Evils of Psychiatry. Check them out on my channel. The mental health industry makes millions, millions and millions and millions and billions. But before they medicate you with that medicine, and of course they're experimenting on you when they medicate you with it, what they do to these animals is demonic. You're about to see a baby monkey that they're driving crazy so that then they can medicate them. They traumatize some of these animals from birth so that then they can medicate them. In one of the cases, they drive one of the little tiny little monkeys bananas, right? They drive, oh, look at that, bananas, they like bananas, but not trying to be funny on that. They actually drive them bananas crazy. And then what they do is they put him with the mother, expecting the mother to comfort him. But what happens next is completely demonic. They put tape over the mother's little titties, and then they inject her with anesthesia so that she is completely drowsy and can't take care of the baby. They do this to traumatize the baby monkey so that then they can experiment their medications. It's evil to the core. Evil to the core.
These recent and ongoing heartbreaking experiments, which are designed to cause, worsen, and measure the severe anxiety, fear, and depression experienced by these traumatized baby monkeys. In so-called intruder experiments, terrified babies are placed alone in metal cages and repeatedly threatened by the intimidating presence of masked humans from whom they frantically try to escape. In startle tests, infants were restrained inside mesh cages, cages so small they can't even stand or crouch, and then they're deliberately scared by extremely loud noises or bursts of air that send them into a panic. In anxiety-inducing experiments, infants were caged with their mothers. The mothers had been heavily sedated and had their nipples taped over so that they couldn't respond or comfort their frightened babies when they cried out, clung to, and frantically tried to revive them.
Yes. the vaccines industry. It's already proven that a lot of these vaccines cause autism. But imagine the doses that they're applying to animals. I mean, animals get vaccines every single year. And a lot of these vaccines, whether your dog is 5 pounds or 100 pounds, they put the same amount and the same type of ingredients in there. And every year your animal gets pumped with vaccines, and I'll just let a doctor explain to you the results.
Is that we recommend as a profession across the board that your pets receive annual rabies and parvo distemper adenovirus, parainfluenza, leptocrona, Lyme, bordetella if you're a dog, and an FCVR vaccine minimally, maybe feline leukemia and some additional non-core vaccines if you're a kitty owner. We recommend that you receive these vaccines on an annual basis, not just as puppies and kittens, but every year for the rest of your pet's lives. So there's some startling differences. Needless to say that if your children are vaccinated, you eventually stop. Dogs and cats receive vaccine almost always at 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 weeks, a booster at 1 year of age, and then annually thereafter, which ends up being a tremendous amount of vaccine over a lifetime. Not to mention that once geriatric pets become old and begin suffering from potential degenerative diseases, we don't honor the fact that the immune system could be struggling and in need of less vaccine, we just continue to vaccinate. This has brought about a whole host of issues, not only health issues for dogs and cats, but a whole host of ethical issues with veterinarians who are beginning to recognize that there's a problem here. We know that the 2-pound teacup poodle gets the exact same dose of vaccine as the 100-pound Rottweiler. We know that the same exact vaccine that protects the 350-pound tiger at the zoo protects the 10-pound house cat. There's no dose difference depending on the weight of the pet. Not to mention that there's also a 1-year and 3-year rabies vaccine. Many, many pet owners aren't even aware that there's a 3-year vaccine that exists. The reasons we won't go into, but the truth is, if you bring your dog or cat to the vet annually, veterinarians can make substantially more when it comes to income than every 3 years. But keep in mind that the 1-year and the 3-year vaccine are basically identical. So what we know to be true is this. Of course, we want your pet protected against disease. We want to make sure that your pet is in no circumstance going to be potentially open for infectious disease. But there's a huge difference between being protected against disease and toxic with vaccine. You understand that thimerosal, mercury, and aluminum-based adjuvants are still allowed in the veterinary pharmaceutical industry. So your pets are being exposed to potential antigens that could not only abnormally stimulate their immune system, but last a lifetime and eventually can build up to the point to cause chronic disease in your pets.
It's more than sad what has happened to the animal kingdom, the beautiful creations of God. When you look at these creations, these beautiful animals that swim underwater, we take them so much for granted. We take them for granted, but we forget how important they are to God. The scripture tells us that God communicates with animals. Let's talk about some facts between God and animals. Genesis 7:9. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. The animals went into the ark. It was God communicating to these animals for them to show up. And that they sure did. They obeyed God. 1 Kings 17:4. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So animals obey God. Animals know who God is, and God communicates with animals. Numbers 22:25. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she trussed herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. In this case, this donkey had more reverence to God and God's authority than Balaam himself. Animals obey God. Animals know God. God communicates with animals. And as we read above, God feeds the animals. You see, God enjoys and cares about animals' well-being. Jonah 4:11. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 64,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Think about that. And also much cattle. God wasn't just caring about humanity there. God was caring about the animal kingdom there too. For you see, in Psalm 104:14, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring food forth out of the earth. We often see grass growing, and we often see the animal kingdom feeding upon it, but stop to not just take that for granted, man. That's God providing. That's God providing. And if God provides for these in the animal kingdom, how much will he not provide for you if you seek the kingdom of God? And no, I'm not speaking about the financial prosperity gospel thing. No, that's a whole different can of worms. I'm talking about spiritually, you know? God loves you, man. God enjoys and cares about animals. Job 38, 39 through 41. Will thou hunt the prey for the lion? Or fill the appetite of the young lions when they couch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait? Who provideth for the raven his food? When his young ones cry out unto God, they wander for lack of meat. God is the one who provides animal kingdom their food. It is God. You ever seen a pet playing? And you see your dog running around having fun, and you see cats trying to play with a little ball, and you see even animals in the wild, right? Playing around. God takes pleasure in that. Psalm 104:26. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. Wow. God made the Leviathan to play therein. God enjoys the animal kingdom, man. This is why Satan attacks the animal kingdom so much. God watches the Leviathan play. How beautiful is that? That God takes time to feed the animal kingdom. That God takes time to see the Leviathan play. Psalm 50, 10 through 11. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. They're God's. They're not yours. They're not Satan's. They're God's. And just as he knows your name and every hair that you have on your head, God says, I know all the fowls of the mountains, every single one of them. He knows them, and he's called them forth. This is why in Revelation 19:11, and I saw heaven opened. What's the first thing that they see when heaven opened? And behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. He that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And he ain't driving no Mercedes, he's not driving no SUV, he's riding a horse, a white horse. God loves the animal kingdom. God loves the animal kingdom. So I hope this video at least teaches you a little bit of how important the animal kingdom is to God, so that you may not forget about praying for the creation of God, man. And if you have a pet, ensure that you're living right by the Bible and take care of that pet. Don't abuse that pet. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you're watching this video, I know we're talking about the animal kingdom, but you're going through some problems. You're going through depression. You're going through anxiety. You have problems in your life, man, that, you know, are not easy to go through. I want you to know that Jesus Christ has a plan for your life, man. And that right there where you're at, you can believe and you can repent and you can seek him, because he cares for you. Check out the playlist that we have on the channel on our devotionals. They're meant to bring you closer to God. And remember to visit our website, www.tallyforgod.com. You can download all of these videos for free in high definition in their raw format. All of the Bible verses used here are also going to be on the more information tab of this video. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for any support. Consider sharing these videos, and God bless you and your family. Thank you.